Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4187.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would say the person that has the most influence on me would probably be my parents. I guess the influence is pretty obvious because I grew up and they pretty much taught me everything I know. Yeah, they taught me to be the person that I am right now.
Who do you aspire to be?
The person I aspire to be is just to be a good person in general, I guess.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile would have a good picture of the kind of person you are? If not, what would you add to accurately describe yourself?
I think my profile is a good picture of who I am. What else would I add would probably just be, I'm the kind of guy that just gets along with everybody and, you know, really no one ever has a problem with me. I just, you know, just like to have fun and, you know, just never really a downer on anything.
How would you describe your personality?
My personality would probably be outgoing, very outgoing, very, I don't know, lighthearted. I really don't, nothing really bothers me, to be honest.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your children?
One of the main values my dad instilled on me was you have to work hard to get anywhere, because my dad works really hard and he made sure that that was instilled on us, which I think is a very important value to know.
What do you like to do when you're spending time with your family?
Usually when I go home, there's a lot of eating going on. Pretty much anything, just hanging out with my family. We like to play board games and stuff and, you know, just hang out and talk.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
Is to relate with pretty much anybody I know. I can pretty much relate some level to any person I meet. How do I develop this? I don't know. I guess just talking with everybody.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
First would be to be honest. Because if you're not honest with somebody, you can't really get anywhere. That's pretty much the most admirable quality I think a person can have.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
It's definitely Thanksgiving, because you get to come home from school, so you get like an extra weekend, and come and you can see your entire family, and then you get to eat a lot of food, and there's also football.
What is your most memorable vacation?
When my family went down to Florida, I remember we rented out bodyboards, and we went body surfing on the waves and stuff pretty much all day long, and it was a lot of fun.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up, and if so, could you tell me about them?
We had a lot of pets growing up. First one I remember was a cat named Missy. Black. I don't remember a lot about that. Then we had a dog for a little bit. It was just a tiny little dog. I can't remember what its name was. Then we had a giant dog named Spike, which pretty much destroyed the entire house, so we had to get rid of it. Just a big white dog. And then we had a cat who actually ended up getting pregnant and had like a bunch of little cats, so we had a lot of cats around the house for a while. I had a lot of pets, so I think specifically there was one cat we had, which we named Climber for some reason. I think because it climbed around all everywhere. That's probably my favorite cat.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I liked swimming a lot. Pretty much just hanging out with friends and riding our bikes down hills and rollerblading and just stuff like that.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood? Did you have a favorite book?
I have to say the only book I think I read in childhood that I remember was Harry Potter, and that was definitely my favorite book, all of them. I remember reading them multiple times.
What type of books do you enjoy now? Do you have a favorite book?
Pretty much the only books I read now are for class. Occasionally I'll read books. Favorite book would probably be, I recently read a book called Ender's Game, which is a pretty cool book. It had to do with some kind of a space deal where there's some genius kid in space who was going to save the planet from some war or something, which kind of sounds dumb now that I talk about it, but it's actually a pretty good book.
Tell me what activities you enjoy in your free time and why you enjoy them.
I really like playing golf. Pretty much any sport, actually, I like to play. Other things I like to do is make like small short films and movies, edit them like on my computer, watch movies. Why do I enjoy them? I enjoy competition a lot. That's why I like to play sports. As for making movies, I love movies in general, so.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
Well, in the summer, I like to sit on the beach and just just lay on the beach and just soak in the sun. But in the winter, I guess, relaxing on the weekends, sit back on the couch and watch some good movies, or, you know, on Sunday watch some football or whatever, just, you know, relax on the couch.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Personality-wise, I don't think so, but some people say I look like Joshua Jackson from Dawson's Creek.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
Probably say the Revolutionary War, because that whole time is pretty cool when I think of, like, how we started our own country and stuff. And, you know, when you read, like, the stories and learn about history, it's really, really interesting.
What is the most important thing to happen to you? How did it change you?
Probably this far in my life, nothing really important has happened to me, I guess. The most important thing that happened to me is when I got into the school I am in now, when I transferred from my previous school, because it completely changed what I was doing for my major and location and everything. I mean, I had basically moved from one part of the state to the other, and I didn't know anybody, so.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living, deceased, or fictional, who would it be and what would you ask them?
I would have to sit down with Tiger Woods, and I would ask him, I don't know what I would ask him. I'd ask him a lot of questions. It'd be a long lunch. He's pretty much my favorite athlete as of right now, and so that's probably why I would sit down and I would ask him. I don't know what I would ask him.
What is your definition of success?
Meeting whatever goals you set ahead of you.
What is your biggest frustration?
Getting up in the morning is my biggest frustration, for sure. I don't like getting up in the morning.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I'd say the biggest first experience that I've had that's impacted me would probably when I started going to college. Going to college, you get away from your family and you're living on your own for the first time, and it's the first time you're in school, and you just had a big impact on me. I mean, it's changed me a lot. So I say when I first went to school, I was kind of like, I was a lot less outgoing than I am now. I mean, when we first got into college, you get in a dorm room and there's just tons of people around you that are the same age as you. So it's easy to just, you know, make tons of friends, and, you know, I became a much more outgoing person when that happened.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised, unsettled, or challenged you? In what way did it do so?
Kind of like a scientific phenomenon or mathematic theory, because I took a lot of those classes, and theory of relativity and like stuff like that, where basically the theory is if you travel fast enough relative to the people on Earth, like you can, the time is like different. So like, say like you're revolving around the Earth at a different speed, when you came back to Earth, like you'd be at a different time than people on Earth, and was very hard to like comprehend, just like in my head, so it was really hard to like do the calculations for. So that would be, I think, the one thing that was really just unsettling, and it could just challenge me. I couldn't like grasp it in my mind.
If you could do anything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would like to be on a movie set somewhere doing something, probably directing, making some, you know, big money and making some awesome movies.
Where would you like to be the most?
Somewhere on the coast, on a beach somewhere.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life probably would be just do the best you can, work hard, and just hope everything falls in place, because a lot of people worry too much about, you know, what's going to come ahead when you can't really change it. I mean, all you can do is just do what you can and just let things unfold how they are.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Sometimes classwork gets overwhelming at, like, finals. How do I overcome these? Just keep going, I guess. You gotta realize it's going to be over, you know, in a couple weeks or whatever. So just study as much as you can and just do as best as you can.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
It would have to be Chutes and Ladders. I used to play that game with my sisters and my mom for, like, hours at a time.
Who is your favorite actor?
Favorite actor? I'd say Shia LaBeouf. He's like an upcoming young actor, so I'm pretty excited about seeing what he can do.
What is your favorite dinner?
Some kind of seafood. I like shrimp a lot, so some kind of shrimp and pasta probably be my favorite dinner.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Brush my teeth. I can't stand to do anything before I brush my teeth.
What is something you wish you could do but cannot?
Be flexible enough to touch my toes. I can't even get close.
What sound do you love? What sound do you hate?
I don't know what sound I really love all that much. I do hate the sound of my alarm clock or anything that's beeping, just in general.
How do you deal with stress?
If I'm really stressed out, I just take a break from whatever I'm doing and just, you know, to relax for a little bit, maybe watch some TV or something. That's pretty much, yeah, that's the way I deal with stress.
What do you have on your bedside table?
I don't have a bedside table, but on the closest table to my bed, I'd say my cell phone, my iPod.
What are you afraid of?
The dark, kind of, actually. Things are really dark. I just have to find a light or something to turn on.
What are three things you can't live without?
My cell phone is definitely one. When I don't have my cell phone, I feel like blocked away from the whole world, so cell phone, iPod, it's only need two things. Cell phone and iPod.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
I know one thing I wanted to be was a professional athlete in pretty much every sport. But other than that, astronaut, I think, was one of them, yeah.
What's the first thing you would save in a fire?
Probably my computer. It's got a lot of important things on there.
Is it more worthwhile or satisfying to improve the world or to appreciate the world?
Improve the world, definitely. Definitely.
What makes you smile?
A good song. There's a good song on it. I always, you know, really enjoy a good song.
What activities do you enjoy so much that they make you lose track of time?
The thing that comes out the top of my head is golf. When I play golf, I don't even know how much time is passing me. 4 hours passed, like, no, nobody even knows what's going on. Other than that, sometimes when I'm doing homework, it goes by really fast, but I don't enjoy that, so that's probably not an accurate question or answer for that. I don't know.
If you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be and why?
I would like to live Germany. Sounds like a pretty cool place. I took German a couple years in high school, so I know a little bit of German, and I think it's really interesting over there and like how they live, so I would say Germany would be a cool place to live for a year.
If you knew you could try something and not fail, what dream would you attempt?
Probably, like I said before, a director in Hollywood would be one of the biggest dreams of mine that I could come up with.
How do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered as, I guess, a good person, honest person, and someone that, you know, is just fun and just, you know, could bring people's spirits up.
What would you do with $1 million?
Buy a few nice things and put the rest of it in the bank. That's probably what I would do, to be honest.
When do you feel the best? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Definitely evening. I'm definitely not a morning person. I have to get up every morning, but I'm not really happy about it.
What was the last thing that made you laugh?
Probably last night or before I went to bed, I watched called The League. And it's a pretty funny show about fantasy football. I don't know, but it's pretty funny.
Name a few things that you can't stand whatsoever.
Can't stand when people walk slow in front of me. That's one of the biggest things. I get really frustrated. Like when I'm walking around campus and just people just can't walk fast enough. Other than that, that's pretty much it I can think of right now.
You are majoring in aerospace engineering. When did you first become interested in this field?
When I was at my previous college, I went there for 2 years, and I was doing a similar field in composite engineering, but I really didn't like the chemistry side of things, like the physics side more off, like a little bit better, so I decided I wanted to do something more physics-related. They didn't have anything like that at my other school, so I decided I wanted to do something at a bigger school, so that's why when I was looking at the engineering field, I saw the aerospace engineering, which sounded really interested. I know, like, before I was interested in, like, astrophysics and stuff like that, so, like, planes and like, satellites and stuff like that, and, you know, space in general really interests me, so that's pretty much when I became interested.
What are your plans upon graduation?
After graduation, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. The job market right now is not that great, so I'll probably, you know, just find a job pretty much wherever I can, and then you get some experience under my belt, and then try to look for a job that I really like, probably after like 2 or 3 years.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I guess that would be a toss-up between being a movie director or being a design engineer.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I guess a romantic evening to me would be anytime you take a girl out to a dinner or whatever, and take her to a nice restaurant. Even take her to the movies or whatever, consider that a romantic evening.
What qualities do you look for in a potential partner?
I guess I look for them to be smart and funny and easy to be around. be the three things I can think of right now.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Pretty much anything that they needed done at the moment. It's really more of a situational thing, I guess. Just to help them out with whatever they need.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
It's like a good program. I guess I heard a lot about people in med school doing it, you know, to get through rent and stuff, and it's also a good program. So I thought, hey, if I can help some people out and, you know, pay for some rent at the same time, what, you know, why is that ever a bad thing?
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4187.